to worship Him. And, you know, when we worship God, we break down the barrier. We break down the wall. It's a way of warfare. I don't know about you, but I know there's an enemy. I know that he's at war with my soul, and I know that the victor is Jesus Christ. So we just know we're going to stand together, and I want you to just do that now. Let's stand up. It's time that we greet each other. Maybe you don't know some people here. Let's meet each other. Let's just welcome each other and bless each other in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just think one day this is going to happen in heaven, and we're all going to get to heaven, and we're going to be there, and someone's going to say, okay, now there's all these people in glory, and they're all with Jesus, and you need to get to know each other because you're going to spend eternity with one another. So, you know, greet each other, and I think that's going to probably go on a little longer than 3 or 5 minutes, but I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day. You say amen? Amen. I'm looking for, Kathy doesn't know what she said amen to. We're saying amen that one day we're going to be in glory. One day the enemy will no longer be able to attack us. One day we're going to be with all believers. We're going to be with all of those who love Jesus. And we're going to serve Him and we're going to worship Him forever and forever and forever. There, according to the book of Revelation, there'll be no more tears. There'll be no more cancer. There'll be no more crack cocaine, no more prostitution, right? Yeah, you can clap. That's a thing to be, that's a victory. Someone, I won't say who, but someone just told me they're 28 days clean today. Hallelujah. That's good. That's good. And one day you're going to be clean for eternity. It's going to just go on and on and on and on because there's going to be nothing that wars against us. Amen? Amen. This morning, we're missing a bunch of people because they're at the conference in Clive. I think it's at Clive Baptist. But so we pray for them today and that they, I think it's George Harrison, not of the Beatles, the other George Harrison, that George Harrison's leading that. So that's cool. We remember those guys today. And in a few minutes, Gertie is going to share just some of the thoughts, some of the ways that God's been speaking to her. Just before she does that, I got a couple of announcements and then just a quick word of encouragement, and then I'm going to ask Gertie to come up. But I want to remind you about the Father's Heart Weekend. So in 2 weekends, we have what we call the Father's Heart Weekend. This is really cool. I know you've heard about it for the last 6 weeks, but you know, take this to heart today. We got a group of people. They're coming from a church called The River in Abbotsford, and they're coming like with 10 people. They're coming with their whole worship team. They're coming with their teaching staff because they feel that God's calling them here. Now, that just chokes me up when I think about that. That God's going to bring them here because there's healing and there's development, there's growth, there's teaching that they're going to bring us. And it's all about the theme of God the Father, that God is our Father. And what does that mean, that God's our Father? That He loves us, you know, that He sees you not as slaves or workers or whatever. He sees you as children. He says, you're my daughter, right? You're my daughter, you're my son. That's the way God looks at us. So Crystal and I, over the last year, have 3 times been in Abbotsford, and we sat with this pastor, and they've prayed with us, these 2 pastors. They've prayed with us. They've given us words of the prophetic words. They've counseled us. They've been a great help for me and my wife. So I just encourage you to plan on this. Pick up one of these things. Hand them out to your neighbors. It's going to be Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, and 7 o'clock at night. And then they're going to take our service on Sunday, on that Sunday in 2 weeks. Come to whatever times you can come. And I think there's going to be a soup on Saturday. So do they need to bring anything or just themselves? Just bring yourself. Can't be any easier, okay? And then one other thing is that after the service today, anyone involved with our Sunday school, there's a quick meeting. So it's in the meeting room where the Sunday school kids are, correct? I want to make sure I'm saying the right stuff here. Yeah, okay. So did you hear that? Anybody who